man walks on water. We're about to see it. Immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back on the boat and cross to the other side of the lake. While he sent some people home, after sending them home, he went up to the hills by himself to pray. Night fell, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away. They were far from land, for a strong wind had risen. The storm had come. They were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them, walking on the water. Crazy. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. In fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost!" But Jesus spoke to them at once. "Do not be afraid," he said. "Take courage, I am here." Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you," walking out on that water. Jesus said, "Yes, come." So Peter went over the side of the boat, walked on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the strong waves, he was terrified and began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why did you doubt me?" When they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. Then the disciples worshiped him, proclaiming, "You really are the Son of God." Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, let your word ring true in our hearts, God. Father, we don't understand or even dare to know all the intricacies of who you are. God, you're indescribable. You're unbelievable. You're so unfathomably big, God, that sometimes it's hard to wrap our minds around who you are. But God, this evening, I pray that you would release us from the fear of the unknown. God, release us from the fear of not understanding who you are. God, may we have faith like Peter. Will you call us out into the unknown? Help us to walk in faith, not by sight. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Are you ready? Come on, students. Are you ready tonight? God wants to do something in our lives. It is good to see Joshua Roberts. I love that young man. He's doing well. I love you too, Timmy. Come on now. I want to tell you this evening, let me give a congratulations to the Griffin High football team. Proud of you, sons. You guys are making it happen. They are going to go long in the state tournament, if not all the way. That's what I'm praying for. I'm praying for that victory. Many times life is full of uncertainty, right? We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Some of you don't even know if you're going to graduate. Some of you don't know if you're going to pass the current class you're in, right? Many times we're uncertain of our future, right? There's different ways we can be uncertain. We're uncertain of our future. Jesus said to his disciples, "Cross to the other side." And I want you to catch this. When he said, "Go to the other side," he didn't give them any other instructions. He just said, "Hey guys, go over there." Done. Not go over there and build a fire. Not go over there and hunt for some wild boar. No, he said, "Go over there, period." He didn't give them a clear picture perfect. This is what you do. Here's step one. Here's step two. Here's step three. And after you do step three, wait for a little bit until you do step four. No, he said, "Go over there, boys." So sometimes the future can be unclear. There's times that Jesus is going to ask you to do something or go somewhere without giving you specific details. And when you do that, you need to be fearless of the unknown. Because when Jesus tells you to go somewhere or to do something, then your response should be, "Yes, Lord, I'll go. Yes, Lord, I'll do." And immediately they got their tails on a boat and started going to the other side. Now, there's uncertainty in the future. Where am I going to college? Some of you seniors need to figure that out. Georgia School of Ministry and Leadership is a perfect place for you if you don't know. A passion for God, a teachability, a work ethic. God will instill a passion in your heart if you come to this school. They're having a preview days, November 7th and 8th, I think. You might want to come to that if you don't know where you're going to college. What will you do to make a living? Some of you, I've heard you out of your own mouth say, I don't want to grow up. Can I get an amen? Because I don't know what in the world I'm going to do to make that cabbage. Yeah. What am I going to do? The future's uncertain. Who will I marry? Man, I can't even get a date. Who in the world is going to marry me? I got all kinds of junk. I got baggage, right? You're uncertain about your future. You're uncertain about your present circumstances. Some of you, your parents are going through a divorce, and the only thing that should be certain in your life, the only thing that's supposed to be stable in your life, is now falling apart. And your present is just being destroyed. You don't understand what in the world's happening. Your family is facing eviction. Some of you have gone days without power. There is a struggle in life that some of you are facing, and it's very real. I've got an abusive situation I have to live with at home on a daily basis. I hear some of the stories you guys tell me on a weekly basis break my heart. Some of the circumstances that you have to face because your present everyday life is so uncertain. Because you don't know when you're going to get your next good meal. If there's not free pizza on Wednesday night, then you don't know what you're going to eat. That's how uncertain life is. Breaks my heart. But I've come tonight to tell you that there is a God who is your ever-present help in time of need. There is a Holy Spirit of God that will empower your life to make you, cause you to stand up and walk above your circumstances. The Holy Spirit of God can empower you to do the impossible, just like the Apostle Peter. Amen? If we're not careful, the fear of uncertainty and the unknown will prevent us from walking in faith. Don't get so focused on the storm that you lose focus on your Savior. That's what happened to Peter. See, the fear of the unknown causes most believers to lead a faithless life. The fear of the unknown causes most believers to lead a faithless life. Just face it, most of your friends who claim to be Christians, that's all they do. They come and they say, here's the line, I am not a Christian, I'm a Christian. Not a Christian? You get this right, Christian. And they cross the line, yeah, I'm a Christian. God tells them to do something. No, Lord, I can't do that. I don't know what's going to happen if I do that. Lord, if oh my gosh, I'm in an ungodly relationship. I know, Lord, that girl is dragging me to hell. I know it, Lord. She's telling me to do things I'm not supposed to be doing, Lord. I know it. I'm a Christian. I'm not supposed to do that, Lord, but you're telling me I can't. No, I'm not going to go there because I don't know what I'll do if I'm alone. God, you're telling me, man, I know my best friend is going to hell. My best friend is so wrapped up in this lifestyle that he will land himself in prison very soon if he's not careful. God, you're placing it on my heart. God, you want me to tell him about my faith in you? You want me to tell him about my experience that I had last Wednesday night? Lord, if I do that, he's got so much influence, he will ruin me. God, I don't know. I can't do that, no. And we don't know what's going to happen if we follow the voice of God. The disciples were given a very clear instruction, go over there. And unlike most Christians that we know on a day-to-day basis, these disciples actually did it. They actually moved when Jesus said, move. Pastor Jonathan, what does it mean? These questions, the fear of the unknown, fills our brains with questions. Pastor Jonathan, what does it mean that God wants to use my life? I don't know what that's going to look like. Pastor Jonathan, what does it mean that God wants me to be a world changer? I can't even change my best friend. I can't even change the circumstances in my family. God, you're calling me to be a world changer. What in the world does that mean? And we don't know the answers to some of these questions, and it fills our hearts with fear. And so instead of doing something about our faith, instead of walking in obedience, just taking the next step that God has given us, instead of doing that, we sit back and do nothing. See, the reality is a life of faith must be experienced. It cannot be taught because you must function in your own faith. You can't borrow mine. Hear that tonight, students. You've got to learn for yourself to stop being afraid of not knowing what your future in Jesus may hold. You've got to experience God for yourself. I can preach till my voice is gone. But until you begin to start stepping out in faith, facing the unknown, facing the circumstances that, yeah, if you take a stand and you change your reputation for the good, there may be some major changes in your life. And I might not be able to tell you what exactly that might entail. But when God speaks, what I can tell you is you better listen. And when you begin to listen and obey, the miraculous will start happening in your life. That's an experience that cannot be taught. You can't just learn about that. You've got to walk it out. That's what faith is all about. See, Peter was afraid and unsure, but he asked Jesus to take him beyond what he knew and understood. He asked not just to know about the impossible, but rather to participate in it. He saw his Lord and Savior walking on water, defying the odds, changing the very molecular structure of the universe and walking on water. And Peter, as a disciple, a follower of Jesus Christ, had so much faith well up inside him. He said, I don't want to just witness it. I don't want to just see it. I don't want to just learn about it. I want to be a part of that. I want to experience it for myself. Some of us need that tonight. You need it for your own. See, I want you to recognize that Jesus wants us to take this life step by step. The Bible says that it is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. I saw it on Facebook today. God doesn't cause a huge spotlight to just reveal every step that we need to take in life. He uses the Word of God as a lamp so that we can see the next step and then the next step and take steps of faith. God, I don't know what's going to come in 9 months from now. I don't know what's going to come in 2 years from now. I don't know what's going to take place in my life. But I am taking a step of faith, step by step. See, at least the disciples had moved when Jesus told them to. Jesus said, go to the other side and I'll meet you there. If God tells you to move in a direction with your life and you don't, you're a coward gripped by and controlled by fear. A coward. God tells you to do something and you don't move, that's coward. And that's not God's plan for your life, students. God does not want you to be gripped by fear. In fact, His Word says you have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. Amen? God doesn't want you to be gripped with not knowing what the future is. God, I don't know what they'll say or what they'll do to me if I actually obey your still small voice. But when you begin to do that, when you begin to take step by step, steps of faith, He'll do miracles in your life. Amen? I can say this with confidence and boldness because I've faced my fear of the unknown and I've followed God when I couldn't see the next step in front of me. See, there's times where God will lead you into the unknown. The unknown can build your faith exponentially. It's like a spiritual greenhouse for your faith to grow rapidly. When I was just out of high school, I spent one semester in college, failed miserably. Heard the voice of God. He said, go here. I had no clue what Rockford Master's Commission was. All I knew is it was 800 miles away. It was a program to develop my spiritual man, to give me discipline and structure in my life. And I knew that it was going to equip me to be a minister of the gospel. And God said, go. I had no clue who anybody was there. And on top of that, I knew that I had to lay down my relationship with the most amazing girlfriend in the world, who is now my wife. And we moved to the frozen tundra of Rockford, Illinois, having no clue. All I knew is that a youth pastor friend of mine had handed me a pamphlet, a brochure. I read the brochure, went to the website, God spoke to my heart. He said, go to the other side. And I went. And I promise you, young person, I had no clue what those 9 months would entail. And I was afraid. But God did not give me a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and sound mind. And I obeyed my God, and I watched the miraculous take place, and He changed my life forever in that program. And I'll never be the same because of it. See, just because life gets uncomfortable does not mean you're not following the leading of the Lord. It was uncomfortable there. I knew nobody. I was lonely. It hurt at times. I wanted to pack my bags and go home. quit because it was hard. God will lead you to places. And here's the deal. When Jesus said, go to the other side, guess who wasn't in the boat with them? Jesus. Sometimes the Lord will lead you places and you will feel alone. But you cannot fear the unknown. You've got to stand up on the inside. You must have an understanding of what the voice of the Lord speaking into your life sounds like. It may not have made much sense to me at the time to go to Rockford, Illinois. But I knew God said it, so I did it. Band, I want you to come as I close. See, just because Jesus seems absent at times does not mean He does not know your intimate needs. Some of you are walking currently in the unknown. Some of you are facing life hard right now, and you're walking through circumstances where you have no clue what's going to happen next. You are praying prayers of faith. You're listening hard to hear the voice of God, but you have no clue what's going to happen next. And I know when you're in that moment, sometimes it feels like, just like the disciples, when they're battling the strong waves, the boat is rocking and they feel like, God, you're nowhere to be seen. Where are you, Lord? Sometimes life feels like that, right? You've experienced that where it's lonely. God knows your deepest needs. Some of you are in the room tonight facing circumstances that have caused you to think that Jesus has abandoned you and left you in your deep time of need. I want you to know He will never leave you nor forsake you. When He tells you to go somewhere and you obey Him, even when He feels distant, He is there and He is watching and He knows exactly the right time to step into your circumstance and do a miracle in your life. That should encourage you tonight. God just wants you to step out in faith tonight. I believe the Holy Spirit wants to do something in your life. The disciples followed Jesus' command. They got in the boat and they journeyed to the other side. Jesus was with them. I had some roommates in Master's Commission. I had to learn how to make friends. In high school, I had lots of good friends. Everybody liked me. It was easy. It was comfortable. But God told me to go. And there was this guy, his name was Brandon Van Dunkler. We called him BVD for short. He was a character. Jubilee can testify. He had this speech impediment, so every S was kind of like, hey guys. It was legitimate. Hey guys. He laughed with, that's funny, guys. Good old Brandon Van Dunkler. He was a joker. I had my roommate, his name was Jordan. And get this, we walk into the program, and the program starts, and a week later, my roommate shows up. And this is a program built on discipline, and when you're a week late, that's not a good thing, right? Yeah. So he shows up a week late, and his story is his mom just passed away, tragically from cancer eating up her insides. And so my roommate is now embittered because God did not answer his prayer to heal his mom. He's mad at God. He hates God. I'd go so far as to say he hated God. And yet he was in this discipleship program, and guess whose roommate he got to be? Oh, Lord. Jordan was upset, angry, mad, frustrated with God. And then the next door, there's Jeff Hessig, a pastor's kid. Knows everything and anything about the Bible, right? And yet he was the most knuckleheaded, boneheaded, rebellious young man. And guess who asked me to be his accountability partner? Jeff. So I called him out on every single thing that he did. And he hated me and loved me at the same time. And then roommates with Aaron Helfenstein. Aaron Helfenstein was this tall joker. He was like 6'5" and weighed maybe 150 pounds. He was like a featherweight, lanky pitcher. He actually, after Master's Commission, got a scholarship to play baseball in college. And he thought he was the bee's knees. He was a cool guy. His roommate was named Rob. And Rob was this short little, like, Family Guy character. real pudgy and chubby, and Rob didn't say a word to anybody. Rob was just the quiet, weird guy in the... Hi, Rob.
Hey.
Rob, you doing okay?
Oh, yeah, this is a great program.
Rob, you love the Lord?
Praise Jesus.
Rob,
I'll send you an email.
He'd rather send you an email than talk to you. It was so awkward. See, sometimes God will take you to places and you have no clue what He's going to do in your life. You have no clue. You're about to experience an intake of a young man who needs Jesus. You have no clue what his personality is going to be. You have no clue how angry and upset he's going to be. But God placed you all in the position that you're in the unknown, so that you can be a reflection of Jesus Christ, so that the moment he walks into your center, he experiences the power and presence of God and turns his life around. That's your responsibility, young man. God will place you in places even when you don't want to go. He'll take you into the unknown. And He'll do things and cause you to experience life in ways that you've never experienced before. But what you have to do is take a step of faith. It can't be taught. It has to be experienced. See, we fear what we don't understand. I want everyone to stand to your feet quickly. I want you to close your eyes and bow your hearts. Prepare yourself for what God wants to do in your life. He wants to do something incredible in your life tonight, young person. Don't be afraid of it just because you don't understand it. See, I believe that tonight God has orchestrated this night for some of you to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit. But Pastor, you didn't really speak about that. Yes, I did. Because there's some things about the Holy Spirit that we have no idea what's happening or taking place. He just does what He wants to do. And we have to be fearless and surrender our hearts and our lives to His power and His presence. See, I think that some of us in this room have been afraid to be obedient to the voice of God because you know it will not be an easy road to travel. You're not being obedient to follow Jesus because you don't know where He might lead you. You don't want to obey because you don't think you have what it takes to do it. And tonight, I want to tell you the answer to that question is absolutely not. You don't have what it takes. What you need is faith. And what you need is to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. And then when you've got the power of the Holy Spirit resting and manifesting in your life, you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. You can walk on water. You can ask God, lead me, take me, let me step out of the boat, and I will do the impossible for you, Jesus. So tonight, if you're in this room and you have not walked in faith, you've not experienced God on that high level, you've not given your heart completely to Jesus, and you want to call out His name tonight, Jesus, will you call me? Will you accept me? Will you save me? Will you cast me into a lifestyle that is free from the fear of the unknown? God, I don't want to live another night knowing that I might not go to heaven. God, I don't want to live another night that Your presence doesn't go before me. God, I don't want to live another night without Your Holy Spirit. God, if that's you in this room, I want you to raise your hand if you want to accept this Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Anyone in this room, raise your hand and hold it high. I want to pray with you right now. Thank you, God. No one looking around. No one being a distraction. You want to give Jesus your heart tonight. I want to pray this simple prayer. Raise your hand and hold it high. Thank you, God. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, God, I pray that You would just begin to stir up an expectation in our hearts right now. God, we don't know what You're about to do, but God, we're not afraid of it. God, we recognize that the storms of this life may be tossing us back and forth, but God, if You would just call us out into the water, we can do the impossible. If You will just call us by the power of Your Spirit and give us faith to step out, God, You will fill us with power from on high and You will help us to overcome our obstacles and our circumstances. So right now, God is challenging you. He's placing it on your heart. Our adult leaders are coming right now. If you want to step out in faith, the Lord has pricked your heart and you are ready to walk in faith. You're ready to walk in power. You want the Holy Spirit of God to touch your life so that you begin You can begin to do the impossible. You want the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You've not experienced the fullness of faith. You've experienced salvation, but you want more. You want to step out into the unknown. You want God to change you from the inside out, to cause you to do the impossible, to watch your friends be in awe of your life. If you want some more of God, you want the power and the presence of God to transform you and to fill you from the inside out, I want you to come right now. And we want to pray, and God's going to do a miracle. God's going to do the impossible through you and in you. Do not be afraid of the unknown. If you've never experienced it before, God is telling you, step out of faith. Let's go. Holy Spirit.